Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents this week, and thanks for joining us this week here on the big broadcast. We have a tremendous guest with us today. George is a tremendous guy in the digital space, the mobile space, everything. And George Tran joins us. George, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Now, talk to me a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about marketing and everything else. Give me your background, my friend.
Well, my background is I'm a programmer. I started this little company literally in my garage called OneShoppingCart.com. OneShoppingCart.com, for those of you who are unfamiliar, is the number two processor for PayPal, like the PayPal itself, and it processes over $3 billion dollars in revenue. It's like one of the top 10 e-commerce companies in the world.
Wow.
I started that literally in my backyard, and I've retired and kind of coming back with a new book.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this business, how you got this started. You mentioned you just started it in your backyard. You just decided to just put this together. What was the motivation behind putting this together, my friend?
For one shopping cart, that was I did that in 97, 98. That
yeah.
was a long time ago. But for this current business here with the mobile marketing book, is that what you're looking for?
No, I was wanting to get some background on the first business, and then we were going to talk about the book here in just a second.
No problem. Yeah, well, I was straight out of MBA school, and if you want to know the truth, I was offered a very prestigious job, and I turned it down. I thought to myself, you know, I could always get a job, but once I get a job, I would be tied down with a golden handcuff, so to speak, to go from making lots and lots of money to risking it all to do entrepreneurship was kind of a too tempting an offer, so I decided to go all out entrepreneurship and struggled, failed many, many times, got embezzled the whole deal until I finally did it right. I mean, literally many, many fail forwards.
Wow. Now, we've got George Tran with us today. George Tran is an amazing, amazing guy. He does mobile marketing. He does all sorts of different things in the digital space. And got mobile marketing, learned how to quickly attract thousands of new customers using mobile marketing with his free book over there at socialmobilemarketingguide.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about your book, because this book is just absolutely amazing. It is pretty much the groundwork to being successful in the digital space. Talk to me about the book and how you came to write it.
So one of the things I noticed was that the mobile space is growing like crazy. It's been growing, doubling literally year after year for the last 5 years, and it's just like totally exploded. And for most people that you know have a mobile a cell phone. I mean, almost it's a universal. If you don't have one, you're literally a freak. But what I found that's very interesting is while most people that they know have a mobile phone, very, very, very few small business owners actually have a mobile marketing strategy. I mean, doesn't it just make sense if everybody has a cell phone, shouldn't you be marketing to them in a forum, in a medium that they have with them constantly?
Pretty much.
And so that's where the inspiration came, is like I realized that the number one reason why businesses haven't even considered using their mobile phone as a platform to grow their businesses, the lack of understanding, and that's an opportunity for me to inform the world and be of service.
George Tran joins us today here on the big broadcast, and you can get more information at socialmobilemarketingguide.com. Now, George, tell us about the book as far as the writing process. What was that like for you?
The writing process actually came surprisingly easy. I wrote the book literally in about 7 days.
Wow.
And what was funny about it, I wrote it, decided that while it was good, it wasn't good enough. So I scrapped it and wrote it again. And this time I wrote it in a storybook format.
That is amazing that you wrote the book and then you're just like, screw it, we're writing this over.
Well, because it could be so much better, because if you wrote, because my philosophy is if you do what everybody else is doing, you'll get the same result as everybody else. And most other traditional marketing books are so archaic, arcane, I should say,
yeah.
Arcane and boring, to be honest. I mean, why would you want to sit down in the afternoon and read something that's like, you know, it's like pulling teeth? It's just boring. It's not something what most business people have the time to do. And I don't want to have that be a stopping point for small business owners. So I decided, you know, let's make this interactive, interesting, fun, and easy to read. And that's why I rewrote it in a storybook format to make it fun and interesting and easy to read.
Well, we've got George Tran joining us today here on the big broadcast, and he is just an amazing guy as far as marketing and mobile marketing and everything in the digital space. He's a popular small business mobile marketing guy, and his debut book is now available. Talk to me about where you see this book going. What do you want people to pull out of this book?
Well, what I want people to pull out of this book is to realize that mobile is big and mobile is here to stay. And if you don't have a mobile marketing plan and your competitor does, 5 years from now, you'll regret it. I mean, I can remember 10 years ago when this whole internet thing was fairly new. You know, most brick-and-mortar businesses just don't really thought of having a website was something that was important. Now
yeah.
You have dentists, accountants, you know, bakers, cafes having websites because they realize that there is some value in having a website to draw in business or even just managing their reputation. Now, get this though, if everybody has a cell phone and more people have a smartphone, if they look you up and you don't have a mobile-friendly website or your website is not designed for a mobile user, they'll just go somewhere else if they don't have an emotional attachment to you.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting. We've got George Tran joining us today. He's known as the entrepreneur who single-handedly programmed OneShoppingCart.com, the most widely used e-commerce solution of internet marketers in the world. George has helped countless businesses build their social and mobile media marketing strategies and is sharing his experience with readers in his brand new book. And he's also talking with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, talk to me a little bit about this number here. I noticed on the on the press release here, 95% of small business owners have cell phones. Less than 5% have mobile marketing strategies. Break that down for me.
Well, that's just simply it. I mean, I think the number is closer to 97% of people actually have mobile devices of one kind or another. Last Christmas, for example, tablet sales have outstripped desktop sales. Everybody has one mobile device or another, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a smartphone, iPhones, Android devices. This is just so prevalent, whereas the number of people using the internet these days, as far as using it from the desktop format, other than if you have a computer at work, less and less people are using a desktop computer. Because 90% of the time, we use our computers for emails and browsing the web. So very, very few people actually are now using browsing on a desktop, while more and more people are using their internet experience from their cell phone because they constantly have it with them. But yet, businesses don't think of a mobile phone as a potential media. And all this is just media, whether it's, you know, newspaper, radios, podcasts, the different forms of media. And a mobile device is another platform for media, and yet few business people consider that as a viable form of marketing for their business because of lack of education. Most people don't even think about it. It's just like, oh, I got my cell phone because I need to be in touch with my kids, my family, and they don't really think about that as a medium that they could use to dramatically grow their business.
We've got a tremendous guest joining us today. George Tran joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, one thing I want to get your thoughts on, my friend, is a while back, Facebook, which is pretty much just right now, I guess, the king of social networking, one of the big things that they were having a struggle with was getting their ads and things set up to go with mobile. I haven't really heard too much lately about if they've fixed that issue, but is this pretty much the situation that they realize, hey, mobile is the way to go and we need to get this done? Is that why there was such a stress over there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, more people use Facebook on their mobile devices than they use on their desktop devices. And if you are the owner of Facebook, you need to pay attention to that. And as a similar to that, if you're a business owner, if Facebook has to pay attention, if Google was paying attention, shouldn't you pay attention too? I mean, it just makes sense. If everybody walks around with a cell phone or a smartphone, and let's say they're new to town looking for a new restaurant or a new vet or a new dentist, they go to Google Map and they go, local dentist, because Google Maps just searches and finds a dentist that's location specific. And let's say they find a dentist near them that doesn't have any reviews. Or worse still, if you're a dentist and you're not even listed with Google as far as Google Maps and Google Places, for all intents and purposes, you don't even exist. And that's why I wrote this book, is to show people the importance of integrating both mobile and social marketing into the marketing plan. That's why it's called the Social Mobile Marketing Guide.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. George Tran joins us here on the big broadcast. And amazing, amazing book. It is out everywhere. It's just flying off the shelves. And the Social Mobile Marketing Guide for Small Businesses. We've got the author with us, George Tran. He's released this new book to help small business owners embrace mobile marketing as a source of competitive advantage. This book is a unique for nonfiction because it's written in a story format to make it easy for small business owners to understand mobile marketing. And the Social Mobile Marketing Guide for Small Businesses also tells the story of one woman's search on how to revise her existing marketing plan to incorporate both social networking and mobile marketing. Written in a story, complex ideas are presented in easy, accessible language and context, then recapped before moving on to the next concepts. Talk to me about that. That is that's a cool thing there that you wrote it in a story and you present all these complex ideas in an easy, accessible language, and then you recap it before moving on. How hard was that, putting all that together for this book?
Well, the funny thing, James, is because I wrote the book the first time around, all the concepts I needed to have was already pre-made. The second time around writing it was actually easier, surprisingly. It's actually much easier because I didn't even have to be as structured as I needed to be as a nonfiction book. You know, you have to be chapter, sub-chapter, and be very formal about things. Whereas in a storybook format, you just have easygoing dialogue. Hey, Bob, how's it going? What are you doing? You know, kind of very conversational style. And it's easier for me to write, and also it's easier for my readers, to read because it's just straight conversational and you don't have to think too hard. Yet the concepts and the principles, the fundamentals, still come through. It's like, for example, you and I were just sitting in a coffee shop and we're just having a conversation, your new business, and you're just trying to learn more about mobile marketing. And I'm just, you know, talking to you in a dialogue of how to lay it all out and show you how this thing works. So it's a very non-threatening, non-formal method of delivering vital information.
Now, we've got George Tran joining us today here on the big broadcast, and it is a tremendous, tremendous time in the digital space doing mobile marketing and things of that nature. And the Social Mobile Marketing Guide for Small Businesses, George Tran joins us today. What is unusual about this book? The complete book is available free of charge on the author's site at socialmobilemarketingguide.com. The physical book will also be available from Amazon and on the Kindle. Now, talk to me about that. That is a unique thing because a lot of authors will make excerpts available for free, but you're making the entire book available for free. Talk to me about this concept.
One of the challenges any business have is to getting the word out about what they do and what they have to offer. And one of the things that I believe is information should be free. And what I have is vital information for almost all businesses that do anything online or just with people who actually have cell phones, which is 97% of the population right now. And the reason why I believe that I should give that information away for free is that if people believe that the information is good, more of them will be inclined to actually buy the physical book, because with it's hard to have some 90 book pages of computer printouts, and it's not nice. And if it's something that's of value and is important and something that you want to keep and take notes, you do want to buy the physical book so you can actually have a nicely bound book and something even potentially to give to your friends. And that's why I decided to go free.
We've got George Tran joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, and he is here to talk about his popular small business mobile marketing book, which is debuting. And by 2014, Google estimates that more people will be accessing the web with their mobile devices than the desktop devices. Is that just because it's easier to do, or is it just that people are not sitting in front of their computers anymore?
Well, all of the above, James. I mean, like I said, year after year for the last 5 years, mobile has doubled. Right now, it's hovering around 20 to 40%, depending on the demographic of the websites that you have, of the people that come to your website are mobile users. Now, if you double that, then even on a conservative estimate of, say, 30-35%, that would be around the 60 to 70% mark by the end of this year, if it doubles every year.
That is absolutely amazing.
If you are a business, you really need to pay attention. Let me give you an example why you need to pay attention. Let's say you have an existing website and you have what's called conversion, a certain percentage that you expect to get, that land on your website to actually buy from you. Well, if your website is not mobile optimized, then your conversion would dramatically drop because your visitors on your website are so fickle. They come to your website, they give you less than a second of their time before they go next, close that window. And if your website is not friendly, they don't even want to give you the time of the day, they don't even care. They'll just close your window and go next. So you just lost and degraded your conversion rate because your website's not mobile friendly.
that is amazing. We've got George Tran joining us today, the Social Mobile Marketing Guide for Small Businesses. George Tran joins us, and a couple different things that I noticed here. Michael Waters recently said that about George Tran. He says, "I forwarded George's book to quite a few of my friends. It really give a small business a secret weapon that levels the playing field. Unlike other books, this book is short on techno babble and high on juicy strategy that any small businesses can use." Talk to me about that statement. You made it easy for people to read. You made it easy for people to understand. It really does level the playing field for small businesses. Talk to me about small businesses getting into the mobile space and things of that nature and using this book as a way to do that.
Well, the internet was the first great equalizer for small business. You see so many businesses thrive, and some of them that didn't innovate die because of the internet. Well, this is the next revolution. This is the mobile revolution. It's actually creeping on quietly and suddenly, and all of a sudden, bam, we're here. And 2013 is that time. We are here right now. Everybody has a mobile phone. And it's creeping on you. It's if you don't embrace this, it's an equalizer in that if you take advantage of the technology, the methodology available for a mobile marketing headspace, and your competitors do not, then you have a competitive advantage. Most big businesses either have an IT department or they are very slow in making these changes because it goes through committees and reviews and budgeting and cycles like that, whereas small businesses are nimble. And if you can embrace these new technology, get first mover advantage, get a large client share, you have the advantage of what small businesses can do in that we're nimble and we can act fast and we can have first mover advantage compared to large corporations.
We've got George Tran joining us today. He has an incredible book out there. He is one of the big movers and shakers in the digital space, and we wanted to have him on today to talk about this incredible book that he has out there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the different things that this book offers as far as small business owners and social mobile marketing, I want to talk a little bit about SMS lists. I know there's a lot of people that have built lists and have used lists. Talk to me a little bit about this. This is one of the cornerstones of having a successful marketing plan. Talk to me about SMS lists for the people that are kind of new to this.
Well, first of all, let's talk about lists in general. A list is a list of people that you have a relationship with, that you can correspond with. Let's say you have a new product, you have a new event or something like that, you can actually let these people know. And one of the ways that we've done that traditionally has been via email. You notice nowadays more and more businesses collect emails for their to build their lists so that they can announce special offers, they can announce special events for people to come back to their business. Unfortunately, email delivery these days are lower and lower because, like I said earlier, less and less people are using their desktop devices to check their emails and do that. More and more people are using their cell phones, and the advent of spam filters make it very, very hard for a lot of emails to get past the spam filter guards. So a lot of your emails actually fall into the spam box, and people don't even check that. You don't see it. It's gone. With an SMS broadcasting methodology, within 5 minutes, over 90%, closer to 95% of users, when they receive their SMS message, read them. I mean, James, if I were to SMS you, I guarantee you, you're like dying of curiosity. What's that message about? How long can you resist before you pick it up, you know?
Yes.
So you can take advantage of that if you have a compelling offer to your list via SMS. A, it's have improved deliverability. It has better reception, meaning people will anticipate it, want it. And if your message is relevant and of benefit, people don't mind receiving those things. And therefore, you have a much better way of communicating with your users and having a better opportunity to build rapport with them. In the book, I show people how to build their list, how to manage their list, how to engage their list, and how to, you know, decrease the number of people that, frankly, opt out.
Definitely.
Of bad marketing.
We've got George Tran joining us today. He is an amazing, amazing guy. He has a tremendous book out there about social mobile marketing and small business owners and how you can put this together and make this work. Some other things I want to talk about here is offering an incentive. Break it down for me on this, because I know that there's a lot of people that are starting to use SMS and starting to use the mobile marketing, the text twos is what they're commonly referred to by my marketing team. But talk to me about offering an incentive with small businesses and things like that, with QR codes and all that.
Well, let's talk about QR codes. So for those of you who are not familiar with that, it's short for quick response codes, and it's those square little barcodes that you see around more and more these days.
Yes, indeed.
If you have a business and you don't have one of those things, shame on you. All right. What that enables your customers to do is to take out their smartphones, scan it, and have your marketing message presented to them, your contact information presented to them, or having them send an SMS to a designated autoresponder destination, or go to your website. It's universal, it's very handy, and if you don't have one of those, it's costing you money. So, James, what was your second point?
Talk to me about offering an incentive here with
incentive,
the...
Incentive, thank you.
With everything.
The incentive. So now, the other point is, why would people opt into your SMS mailing list willingly? Why would anybody want to be spammed, frankly? Nobody does. So the answer to that is building a effective incentive. And in the book, we'll show you what criteria and how to actually build an incentive that is compelling, that gives people a reason. Because if you see a lot of these offers on a lot of these businesses, give us your business card and blah, 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 they really don't even give you any incentive. So why would people do that? you know, I'm sure you've seen that, James. You join our newsletter, and that's the only benefit is join our newsletter.
Yes, definitely.
Right. So why would I want to join your newsletter? What's in it for me? I mean, really, the question that you should be asking yourself is, why would anybody want to join your list? And it goes down to building an effective incentive strategy. For example, if you were offering pizza, you know, we have regular specials, you know, that's vastly discounted that we only notify people on our list for mobile users. That's a vast incentive strategy. For example, you know, every Tuesday we have half-price pizzas. Or tax season comes around, we offer 50% off taxes or whatever for first-time clients. Because we also teach people about lifetime value for the customer, how to, you know, guesstimate, calculate that. If you know the rough value of a lifetime value of a customer, you can afford to do vastly long-term strategies that you previously thought was initially unprofitable. And we just show you how to put those into simple math that everybody can, a fifth grader can understand.
We've got George Tran joining us today here on the big broadcast, talking about his tremendous, tremendous social mobile marketing book. And I've got a couple more questions for you, my friend, before we let you go. I appreciate you being on with us today. What makes your book unique for mobile marketing that there are lots of others out there that you know, just people seem to be swearing by? What makes your book different from theirs?
Well, first and foremost, I wrote it with a busy small business owner's mind, small business person in mind, in that it's short, concise, high on strategy, know-how, and low on techno babble and techno minutia. In other words, go here, do this, have that. The little bits that, you know, really get in the way, I've pretty much pruned, because as a small business owner, you don't really need to know that. You basically need to know the overall strategy, and then you hire somebody to get it done. And that's the difference with what I have compared to other books out there is, A, they're boring to read. Mine is interesting because it's a story. B, mine is short. Theirs is a Bible. And C, it's just, you know, simple. It's very, very easy to read, very quick. You can literally get it done in one evening.
Amazing stuff. We've got George Tran joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, and discussing his incredible book about mobile marketing and social mobile marketing in the digital space. Before we wrap up here, my friend, we've all used Twitter, Facebook, all these things to keep in touch with people. Yelp to find a good restaurant. How do we capitalize on all sorts of different things like this to increase our marketing? If we're a marketer, how do we capitalize on Yelp, Facebook, Twitter, all these things to increase our marketing?
Well, that's the point. Most small businesses don't even have a clue of how to even get started. Many small businesses, you know, if you're not in the restaurant business, you probably don't even have an entry on Yelp. You should. Many, many, many businesses don't even have an entry on Google, Google Plus, Google Places. If you don't, you should. And we show you systematically where to go, what you should do to put it all into place so that you actually show up. One of the important things that you should have is, once you have all these entries on all these social media assets, properties, you need to have reviews, you know, good or bad. You know, we show you how to encourage people to put reviews on your website, on the social media presence, so that these reviews build credibility. So it's like word of mouth referrals to draw more people to come to your business, because other people have said that your business is worthy of patronage. And the book lays it out, make it very simple for you to actually put together a strategy to capitalize on the social media presence.
Well, we've got George Tran joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, talking about his incredible, incredible book that's out there right now. It's available everywhere. It's a tremendous, tremendous resource for people that are in the digital space and that are doing all sorts of marketing. And as we wrap up here with you, my friend, tell me a little bit about your next project, or are you just kind of waiting on this book to get out there and get surfaced?
Well, my next project is we're building a number of different products and services to back up and make available for small business owners to be more effective on the social mobile marketing space. We help mobile customers build mobile-friendly websites. We help customers be on the social media map. We even have an SMS solution that's very cost-effective. And, in fact, we even have a solution where we actually do everything for you. It's a complete done-for-you solution. And all that could be found right in the book, The Social Mobile Marketing Guide, in the socialmobilemarketingguide.com.
Well, it's an amazing resource. It's an amazing book. And I appreciate you joining us today, George. This is an incredible book, and thanks for being with us, my man.
Thank you so much, James. Have a good day.
Definitely. You too, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. George Tran here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. We're going to see you next week here on the Big Broadcast.